Welcome back to Hunter Logan and Mike. This is episode 4 of season 5. I'm going to get right into it. Last episode, I was telling you about how we released the CD, The Prodigal. Now, I am in need of some sound equipment, so when the Lord sends me out minister, I will have some sound equipment that I can use to play through and sing through. Well, we are still in the financial crunch. I don't have the money for it. And I am like, Lord, what am I going to do? But what does the Lord do? He always provides. I'm talking to a brother of mine. He says, you know, I got a system. He said, you've seen it. He said, in fact, you gave me some pieces to go with it. I said, oh yeah, I did, huh? He said, brother, I'm not using it. And I'm not going to use it. He said, I'm going to give it to you. All you got to do is come up here and get it. So I drove up there to get it. Hung out with him for the day. It's another artist. He's recording some songs. And I got the system. It was worth the drive because I'm getting a complete system. Portable system that I can travel with if need be. And use. And I set it up just like I set up my old PAs back in the day. Very tight and minimal. And it's got a great sound. But everything's compact and wireless. So it works great. Fill any room. What a blessing that was. What a blessing from the Lord. And we even used it a couple of times together. So I'm just telling you. God provides. He always does. He always provides. Well, coming back home, I get to pass through Meridian. Well, you know when I'm passing through Meridian, you know I'm stopping at the Revival Center. And I'm going to go to church. I'm going to have church with my brother, Brother Charles Pierce. Because every time I go there, something good's going to happen. Now, I'm telling you. Now, I want to tell you, we're strapped. We are strapped as can be. And things are not getting any better. There's pressure mounting financially at this point. But I'm still trusting in the Lord. Now, I haven't talked to Brother Pierce in, it's been a few months. And I haven't posted anything that's going on with me. Or the station. Haven't said anything about the bills or anything about, I haven't said anything about anything. And at the time, Brother Pierce wasn't feeling too well. His wife is going home recuperating through hip surgery. He wasn't even going to be at church that day that I went there. I didn't know that. But he decided to come anyway. And man, let me tell you, what a service. What a service. And the two things I was worried about was the bills and my wife. The financial needs and my wife. Those two things I was worried about. And out the gate he started. I'm telling you, man, he just told me. Like I said, I got a copy of the message later. For those of you who do believe, you'll appreciate this. But I'm going to tell you exactly what he told me. And this is what he said. Now, this is under the unction of the Holy Ghost. If you don't believe in that, you know, this helps you none. But he says, my son, don't worry about the bills being paid. I will extend and I will give you grace like you never had. You will see more stations added to you. You shall see the presence of God within your life. I shall touch your wife and bring back together the first thing that I told you I would do. This is just a trying of your faith, but you shall come forth, saith the Lord God of Israel. You shall come forth as pure as gold. I lost it. I started crying. Well, I was in the front row anyway. I didn't have far to go. I always go to the front. I always sit in the front. But I went down and I just started praying. And I just started thanking the Lord. Because the Lord met me right where I was. He met me right where I was. He'd already provided the equipment that I needed. Just bless me with that. And then here I am. The two things I was most worried about, he gave me confirmation on. Basically said, I got you, man. I got you. And I was just sitting there thanking him. And he's going on and still prophesying over people. I get back up. And as soon as I get back up, he gets me again. He prophesies over me again. He says, I told you, my son, the prodigal is just a scratch of what I'm going to do for you. You're going to be blessed. And those that are so religious and pious, they're going to sit back and wonder how the Lord has done it. He says, I know my Holy Ghost. Your feet will go in places you've never been. Your eyes will see things you've never seen. And I will overflow you with my spirit. And I'll come into your belly, into your heart, into your head. And I will cover you like an eagle with feathers. That's good stuff right there. See, that keeps me going. Because I know. Now, I always say the Lord has a good will towards us. I sign off with that every day. On the radio. And he does. But those kind of things like that, you hold on to those promises when you get them. I'll tell you why. God's promises are yes and amen, according to 2 Corinthians 1:20. God gives you a word, you hold on to it. Gives you a promise, you hold on to it. Yes, you do. I get back from Meridian, we got to get ready to go to Kentucky. Now, this is all happening every week, man. I'm like, we were in Florida, come back, went to Nashville, got the sound system, stopped in Meridian, get back. I'm going to Kentucky for ICANN. ICANN is the International Cowboy Church Alliance Network. Now, I'm going there with Saddle Up Radio. Saddle Up Radio is our sister station that we started. And that radio station is geared for ICANN and country gospel, which is more country gospel artists in that organization. But they let me in too, not only with the radio, but they let me sing and play too. So generous of those folks. That's a great organization. Very accepting, very loving. They're just a great family. I love hanging out with the ICANN folks. And I love going to Kentucky. It was a great trip, man. Roland came. She was with us. And we had a great time. I'll tell you a little funny story, though. As we're going, we get into Tennessee. We packed a lunch. We decided we'd just go ahead and picnic on the way up there. So we packed us an ice chest and drinks and sandwiches. And so as soon as we get into Tennessee, we hit the Tennessee rest area. We go in and we use the bathroom. Well, first there's a ladies' restroom. And she's going in and she's pointing there. She says, "That's the ladies." I said, "Oh." So I go to the other side, not paying attention. There's two entrances to the ladies' bathroom. I didn't realize that the men's bathroom was past there. So I thought the other, you know, usually you go somewhere, ladies on one side, men on the other. Well, no, there's two entrances to the ladies' bathroom. So I walk in there and open up a stall and start doing my business. And I see in the stall next to me, I see there's somebody sitting down there. It's the security guard. So here I am in the ladies' restroom. I'm doing my business. I'm standing up doing my business. When I come out, the attendant, she says, "You were in the ladies' room." I said, oh. I said, "That lady that's in that stall, man, she must be freaking. She must have been wondering what the heck." And my wife says, I thought I heard you. I could hear you groaning. Or whatever, making a noise. You was next to me. I said, "No, I wasn't." I said, "You were on the other side." She said, "Oh." So we laughed. We laughed about that. We have fun when we travel together. And we made that trip. She made it fine. It was a good trip. She did well. We had a great time over there with ICANN. Now, coming back from ICANN, I got a CD release party set up for the new CD. But before that, we got the HLE Extravaganza in May. Now, we haven't had an event with HLE Radio in over a year. Over a year and a half. Last big event, oh, it's been over 2 years, because the last one, I think, was a family reunion. It's been a while. I'll put it to you this way. It's been a while. We get Jackson Heights to come in. Man, that band is phenomenal. Oh, my goodness. We have Jackson Heights. We have Nathan Areno, Butch Tinker, Greg Blanchard, and myself. And then my CD party is the next night. So Friday night at the Strand Theater in Jennings. Then Saturday night is my CD release party. I'm doing it at my church. Well, Friday night's show couldn't have went any better. Got some great videos of it. You can go to my YouTube channel, you'll see them. Those guys were just phenomenal, man. I'm talking about Jackson Heights, the band. Of course, Nathan Areno's always good. Butch is always good. Greg Blanchard, first time I got to hear him, he was really good. But they did such a wonderful job. One of the guys from Jackson Heights said, you know, Hunter's music, it's like Ray Stevens' music and Hank Williams Jr. music got together and made a love child. I thought that was a great compliment. I really thought that was a great compliment. It was a great time had at the Strand. Had a good turnout. A real good turnout. And then Saturday at the CD release party, it was a good turnout too. It's really all friends and family. But that was okay. It's a lot of friends and family. And I was able to tell the stories behind the song, why I wrote them. But my daughter, she came down, her and her husband, and my granddaughter. And it was really the first time she really ever got to hear me play and sing. Now, you'll have to go back to season one and know that story. But after it was over, she came up and hugged me. But I noticed that the hug was a little bit more than the regular hug. It was a little bit tighter. And she said, Dad, I always heard, but I never knew how good you really were. I'm telling you, I teared up right then and there. That, oh man, that was the best compliment ever. That little girl, she's not little, but it's my little girl. She just warmed my heart, man. That was just, couldn't have went no better. It was a great time. And it was a great release party too. Really was. I've done CD release parties before. For my other albums. Bunch of drinking, hooting and hollering and all kind of junk. But this was by way far more better than any of them. Because it was for him and about him. I'm just so grateful. God does so many things for his children. He does so many things for me. And you got to look for those things. Sometimes they're not big things. They're small things. But if you'll look for them and recognize them, thank him for them. Thank him for them. Because he's doing them for you. Because he loves you. And I want to always give him glory for that. For the little things and the big things. From where he's brought me from to where he's brought me to. And where he's going to bring me. I trust in my God. You can trust in him too. Because he loves you. I'm going to leave it right there for now. Hey, check me out. HunterLogan.org. You can get the new music right there. Reverb Nation. Download any single you want. Amazon Music is there as well. All the other ones too. I can't remember them all. Spotify, Pandora, I believe. Podcast is HunterLogan.org. Follow me on Choice Social, Facebook, Hunter Logan Music. Tell some folks about us. Remember, Duke 28-2. I'll see you next time.